The Department of Public Instruction this week said it's withholding about $2 million in voucher payments from seven private choice schools in Milwaukee. The state says some schools cashed or never returned checks made out to families who didn't attend the school. And there's an enrollment discrepancy at the school that contends it has the second largest number of voucher students. That school, Academic Solutions Center for Learning, shooed away a Wisconsin Public Radio reporter who visited the school's two campuses on Tuesday. And a school official twice said no comment and hung up on a reporter's telephone call. Still, DPI Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster says her agency is willing to talk with all the schools that are being penalized.
We're very eager, and our staff is eager to work with those schools so that the educational program of the students isn't disrupted. But the law is very clear now related to operational accountability that the schools do have the responsibility to follow the procedures, and they do have to have occupancy permits, and they cannot claim that they have students that they don't have.
Burmaster says a law that passed after a previous round of voucher school scandals clarified and strengthened the DPI's role. She says the new crackdown is not related to a major upcoming legislative debate on lifting the 15,000 student cap on voucher enrollment in Milwaukee. School choice advocate Howard Fuller of Marquette University says Burmaster has acted fairly toward the voucher program. He says the new problems with counting students should not affect the upcoming debate on enrollment caps.
Critics will always say whatever they want to say. I was a superintendent in Milwaukee Public Schools, and we didn't always get attendance right. I think the cap issue is a very real problem. It's a public policy problem that needs to be dealt with. And this issue should not, as I said, stand in the way of that.
Fuller says with more than 100 schools in the Milwaukee voucher program, the great majority of them are doing well. Republican lawmakers are likely to repeat that argument several times when the legislative session begins in January. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.